Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The girlfriend of one of the Perth brothers killed on a surfing trip in Mexico says her heart is shattered into a million pieces. Callum Robinson's partner has posted a moving tribute on social media after the bodies of the 33-year-old, his brother Jake, and their American friend were formally identified. The Eagles are cooperating with a police investigation into a single-vehicle car crash involving player Tyler Brockman. It happened in the early hours of Saturday morning in Geraldton. No one was injured. In a statement, the club says it will prioritise the 21-year-old's health and well-being ahead of any return to play. Overseas, celebrations have erupted in Gaza as Hamas accepted a proposal for a ceasefire put forward by officials from Qatar and Egypt. Israel will send a delegation to Cairo to negotiate, but says the proposal is far from its demands and it will push ahead with its operations in Rafah. Promising signs for mortgage holders as the Reserve Bank prepares to hand down its latest decision on rates. All of the big four banks are expecting the official cash rate to remain on hold at 4.35%, while ANZ economist Madeleine Dunk has joined the other banks in penciling in a potential rate cut for November.
And we're expecting a relatively shallow easing cycle, so just 75 basis points worth of cuts, which would take the cash rate to 3.6% by around the middle of next year.
In sport, Elliot Yeo appears to have escaped serious injury after he was subbed out of last weekend's loss to Essendon with a groin issue. Coach Adam Simpson has told Seven the midfielder is a bit sore.
It's at the minor end, probably keeps him out this week, maybe the week after, but we don't see as a big step back for him. He's done a lot of work on his body over the break and he's in really good shape. It's just a small step back.
And Perth Glory men's captain Adam Taggart has picked up four wins at last night's Club Awards, including Most Glorious Player and Player of the Season. Hannah Lowry was named the Women's Most Glorious Player.